Welcome to the 5th Annual Tractor Tractor Sales.
At 7:30 a.m., the gates to Beaver Football Stadium at Penn State are hoisted, and thousands of people run through six metal corrals. It's a mad dash for CD players, stuffed animals, and other remnants of college life. 66 tons of stuff. What's with kids leaving behind all this? And that $215 Shishi bronze silk purse, with tag intact.
No one wants to take it home. To fit all that stuff in a car is awful. It's really hard to do. So, if you can't fit it, you might as well leave it and leave it for somebody else.
Erin Horning's a college student herself. She's here for the fourth year in a row.
I was a freshman in college this past year, so I came here to get all my college stuff from the students that already left, like irons and, furniture, anything you can imagine for a college student you can get here.
Penn State's Environmental Strategies team started the Trash to Treasure sale to keep leftover lumber and coffee mugs out of the waste stream. Other major colleges around the country are following suit, including Notre Dame and West Virginia University. Penn State spokesman Paul D. Ruskin says it also saves the school $4,300 in hauling costs.
We had a problem, and the problem was we had 60 to 70 tons of usable material left behind when Penn State sends the students home at the end of the semester. And the solution which we found was to have this massive sale and to have the items donated to the sale and then have United Way take over and manage the sale.
The charity brings in 300 volunteers who sort sale items over a few weeks. Bethany Heim volunteered for 19 shifts. She and her husband are also first in line for the sale, having arrived around midnight.
I came for a vacuum. It started as a joke when I volunteered here my first shift 3 weeks ago.
And now you really want
and
one.
And now, I picked out the vacuum, so it was a big joke. So
Heim says that besides keeping trash out of landfills, the sale benefits the community in other ways.
They have stuff put away for, like, Katrina victims. I'm sure some of it will make its way to the flood victims in New England and those things. And just that it's not on the sides of the streets. Driving through town, when you see all the furniture from the college kids on the sides of the streets.
Penn State tries to bring in more customers every year. The school's Paul D. Ruskin admits that the county market for box fans is saturated. So now the school's trying to generate enthusiasm with gimmicks. Like this year's attempt to break the record for the most people wearing Groucho Marx masks. The effort fell 138 people shy. Still, the United Way netted $45,000. And as for Bethany Heim,
I got my vacuum!
And with happy customers like that, universities are starting to realize that selling college student leftovers is good PR as well as just good sense. For the GLRC, I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan.